I want to begin this morning our time of worship before we sing by reading a verse, and after I've read the verse, then we can respond. This is Easter Sunday. This is the day that we remember in a special way that Jesus, our Saviour, who died on the cross for our sins, he rose from the dead. And I remember being in a service in Torridon, and I began the service by reading out this verse. And it says there, the angel is speaking to the woman, and the angel says to the woman, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen." And when I said it, there was a man called John Maxwell, full of life and vitality. And before, there was nothing rehearsed about this, before I could say anything, he just shouted out, "He is risen indeed." And every time after that, we would read this verse, and we would respond as a congregation by saying, "He is risen indeed." So let me read the verse as we begin our time of worship. It's from Matthew 28 and verse 5. The angel said to the woman, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen."
He is risen indeed.
Amen. And let's sing to his praise, and we sing the words of Mission Praise 52, which are on the screen at present. And it's a hymn which celebrates the fact that Jesus, our Saviour, he is risen. God sent his Son, they called him Jesus. He came to love, heal and forgive. He lived and died to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Saviour lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow, and so on. We'll stand to sing in just a moment to God's praise.
Glory, and I know he lives, because he lives.
Okay, let's close our eyes and let's bow our heads and let's join our hearts together as we pray to God. Lord God, we thank you for this day, and we thank you that you are the God that we can come to in prayer, knowing that you love us and knowing that you hear us and that you help us when we come to you in prayer. And we know, Lord, that your love for us is real, and we know that your love for us is deep because of the words that we have sang. God sent his Son, his one and only Son. They called him Jesus. And we thank you that Jesus came to this world to love and to heal and to forgive. We thank you that he went to a cross and he died willingly to buy our pardon, to take the punishment for all the sins that we do, the things that we say and the things that we think and the things that we do and the things that we shouldn't do. All the sins of our hearts and all the sins that we see in our lives. We thank you that Jesus came to take these sins away. And he went to the cross to shed his blood so that our sins could be washed out of our hearts. But we thank you that Jesus didn't just stay dead. He died to buy our pardon. But we thank you that he rose from the dead. And in rising from the dead, he has shown forever that we are forgiven. We thank you that in rising from the dead, he has shown forever that he is the King, that he is the one who has the victory. He is the winner over death. He is the winner over the devil. And we thank you that when we trust in Jesus, we are promised that all that he has done, we are sharing it. Grace is God's riches at Christ's expense. We say that so often. And we thank you for the grace that Jesus has brought to us in his death and in his resurrection. So help us, Lord, today as we read the Bible and as we sing together and as we pray and as we think about the things that we're reading. Help us to know that the risen Lord Jesus is here in this room with us. We can't see him, but help us to know that he is here with us by the Spirit, that he is here with us in the pages of the Bible. And we ask, Lord, that our eyes would be open and our ears would be open and our hearts would be ready to hear and to believe all that you have to say to us. So thank you, Lord, for who you are. Thank you for your great love for us. Thank you for all that you have done for us in and through Jesus. And help us, we pray, with our lives to worship you, because you are the one who is worthy of our whole lives and everything that we can give to you. We thank you, Lord, that we can come to you and we can ask for your help as we pray. And you know our hearts, Lord, and you know our lives. You know that some of us are struggling in our bodies. We might feel a bit sick today. Some might be at home who'd want to be here and who are feeling sick. We ask that you would help them. We pray that you would be with people whose hearts are sore, who may be missing people whom they've loved and who have died and gone ahead of them into eternity. And we ask that you would comfort all those whose hearts are sore. Help those who are confused and don't know which way to go in this world. Give them the wisdom that comes from Jesus. We ask, Lord, that you would guide and lead each one of us in this day. We pray for those, Lord, who are struggling, who are far away from us. Some of us watched the news this morning and we heard about people who are in the family of God, those who believe in Jesus and who are our brothers and sisters, and who were murdered this morning as they gathered in churches in Sri Lanka, just like we do here in this place. We ask, Lord, that you would comfort people who are so shocked and who are so sad. And Lord, we pray for those who do such evil things. And we ask that you would open their eyes to see the wickedness of these things and the beauty and the love that there is in Jesus. So we ask, Lord, that you would help those people whom we've seen on the television. And Lord, we thank you that those who die, when they are trusting in Christ, they are carried through death into life that's everlasting. So be with those who are struggling. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you're with those who who are excited in their hearts as well. Some of us think about tomorrow and we might feel a bit scared. Some of us think about tomorrow and we think about exciting things. We think about Rona and Andrew as they get ready to be married. We ask, Lord, that you would be with them. We think of Deanie and Jamie having been married yesterday. And we ask, Lord, that you would bless them and be with them. Thank you that Jesus is the one who weeps with those who weep and who rejoices with those who rejoice. And we ask now that we would know Jesus here with us. Take away our sin, we pray, and help us, Lord, to look to you. For we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, we're going to read the Bible now, and we're going to have our first reading, which is from Romans chapter 10. And this is the passage that we're going to be thinking most about this morning. Romans chapter 10, and it's on the screen there. Might be a wee bit different what's on the screen, but Ewan is going to come out and read Romans chapter 10, verses 9 to verse 15. So let's all be very quiet, because this is not Ewan speaking, this is God speaking through Ewan. So let's listen to what God says.
The word is near you, it's in your mouth and in your heart. That is, the word of faith we are proclaiming. That if you confess with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved. As the scripture says, anyone who trusts in him will never be put to shame. For there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is Lord of all and richly blesses all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news.
Thank you, Ewan, for reading that so clearly. We ask that God will help us to understand this section of his word. Boys and girls, what do I have on the table here? Easter eggs. It's one of the things about Easter. There's lots of different things that we think about Easter time. One of the things is Easter eggs. And so we have an Easter egg here. Different parts to an Easter egg, isn't there? I think there's just enough for you all here. If you listen well and if you speak well, there should be just enough for you. Although this one looks very tempting. Different parts to an Easter egg. Tell me, boys and girls, what parts are there to an Easter egg? Different parts. Put your hand up and I'll ask you. John Rory?
Chocolate.
And what's that part? It's the sugar. It's the shell, it's the sugar. You're probably more accurate than the sugar. It's the sugar shell. Jono? There's the cream in the middle. Can you see the cream? And what else is there? There's two kind of parts to the cream. There's what two colours to the cream? Or think about a normal egg. I remember being in Ness when I was a wee boy. And my granny said to me, it was Easter Sunday, she says, you're going to have special Easter eggs today. And you know what it was? Fried egg. That's all it was. I've never recovered. So we've got the white and we've got the brown, the shell. What else is in an egg? Pardon? There's the yolk. So there's different parts to an Easter egg. That's what I was just thinking about. And see, when we look at ourselves and we look around, there's different parts to us. You're going to be singing about that in a wee while, I believe. There's our eyes. And there is our hearts. There's our mouths. There's our feet. And what I want to think about today with you is how we can honour Jesus, how we can make Jesus happy, how we can worship him with our whole selves. And the first part to that is we can see Jesus with our eyes. What did I just say? We can see Jesus with our eyes. Can you say that for me, just so we get it in our minds? Seeing So that's the first thing I want you to think about with me. Seeing Jesus with our eyes. And I want to tell you a story now. And I want you to try and guess who I'm talking to you about as I tell this story. It's a true story. And it's about a man. And he heard about Jesus. And he did not like what he heard. See, people were saying that Jesus was special. And he didn't think so. And people were saying that Jesus was God. And that's not what he believed. And people were saying that Jesus was alive, even though he knew that Jesus had died on a cross. And all that stuff that this man heard about Jesus made him mad. And so he decided he would be against Jesus. And he decided he would be against everybody who trusted in Jesus. And he would try and hurt them. And he would try and break into their meetings like this and stop the meetings. And he would try and chase Christians and catch them and put them in prison. And even worse, kill them. That was this man. Can anyone guess his name? I think, Joanna, your hand's up first. Okay, Michael, your hands.
Paul.
That's right. His name was Paul. His name was actually Saul, but it became Paul. And so Saul was one day, and he was walking along a road called the Damascus Road, and he was looking for Christians that he could hurt. And do you know who came to meet Saul on that road? Katie? Jesus did. Can you imagine that on that day? As he walked stomping along that road, looking for anybody who believed in Jesus so he could hurt them. And Jesus came near him. And for the first time in his life, Paul saw Jesus clearly with his eyes. And that changed everything in Paul's life. Even his name, he went from being Saul to being Paul. And the verses that Ewan read just a minute ago, do you know who wrote these verses? Have a guess. Lois? It was Paul. Paul wrote these verses a while after he met Jesus. And do you know what Paul said in these verses? What Ewan read? He began with these words. It says at the beginning of the passage that Ewan read, the Word, that's a special name for Jesus, the Word is near you. Did you know that? Did you know that just like Jesus came near to Paul one day as Paul was walking along that road, Jesus is near you. He's near you right now. Because he made a promise that if there was only two or three people who met in his name, he would be right with them. So even if everybody had stayed at home apart from two or three people, and we were just sitting here in this big church, just two or three of us, we would know because Jesus promised he's near us. So he's near us today. And when we read the Bible, he's in the pages of the Bible. Every page, we see Jesus. This is a book that shows us Jesus. And so, boys and girls, my prayer for you and for me today is that we would see Jesus clearly with our eyes. Yes, we see Easter eggs, and that's good for us to see and have a taste of Easter eggs. And yes, we see Easter bunnies hopping about on the TV screens and fun days and all that kind of thing. And yes, we see all the stuff that happens at holidays, all these different things that happen at Easter time. But I hope as we think about the verses that Ewan read, as we think about Paul and what he wrote, I hope that we'll be able to see Jesus clearly with our eyes. He wants us to see him. And so we come to church this morning, not to see me, not to see everybody else, but first of all, we want to see Jesus. And we're going to sing about that now. We're going to sing a hymn about Jesus and surveying him and his cross. And surveying is just a bit of a complicated word for seeing. So we're going to stand now in just a moment, and we're going to sing "When I Survey the Wondrous Cross." Mission Praise 755. And there it is on the screen. Let's stand to sing.
When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my riches gain I count but loss, and poor contempt on all my pride. Forbid it, Lord, that I should boast, save in the death of Christ my God. All the vain things that charm me most, I sacrifice them to his love. See from his head, his hands, his feet, sorrow and love flow mingled down. Did e'er such love and sorrow meet, or forms composed so rich a crown? Where the
to remember, the first way that we can honour Jesus and make him happy with our whole selves is we can, what was it again, seeing Jesus with our eyes. So we want to be people who are seeing Jesus with our eyes. The second thing that I want to go over with you this morning is we need to be people who are believing in Jesus in our hearts. If we see Jesus with our eyes in the pages of Scripture, but it doesn't do anything to us, then that's not enough. So we need to be people who are believing in Jesus in our hearts. Now, Paul, did Paul used to believe in Jesus? Did he? No, he didn't, did he? He was against Jesus. But after seeing Jesus, he did believe. He believed in his heart. The question is, what did he believe? And it says in the verses that Ewan read that he believed that Jesus is Lord. What do you think that means? What do we mean when we say Jesus is Lord? I guess. means that we're saying that we believe that he is God, that he is the Son of God. Paul believed that now when he wrote these verses. And he believed that Jesus died on the cross like we sang about, and he writes about that at great length in his letters. And Paul believed now that God had raised Jesus from the dead. That's what it said in verse 9. Paul believed that Jesus, who had died, and everybody knew it, Paul believed that Jesus was risen. And boys and girls, that is the Easter story. That's the Easter story. Yes, there's a whole lot of different things that go into the mix that we call Easter today, but the Easter story is the fact that Jesus died and rose from the dead. And Paul tells us it, and it's in all the Gospels too. And now we're going to have Ruthie come up and read the first part of Matthew chapter 28, verses 1 to 6. So Matthew, one of the disciples, he'd been a bad man, Matthew. He was like a gangster back in his day. But Jesus called him to follow, and he followed Jesus. He trusted Jesus, and then he started to write about all the things that he saw happening in Jesus' life. And this is one of the things that Matthew wrote. Matthew chapter 28, verses 1 to 6. So let's listen to what God says through Matthew and through Ruthie as she reads here.
After the Sabbath, at the dawn of the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from earth, from heaven, and came to the tomb, rolled back the stone, and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were as white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the woman, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who is crucified. He is not here, he is risen, just as he said."
Thank you, Ruthie. What does Matthew tell us there? What does God tell us through Matthew? That Jesus is? Is he dead? So what is he?
Alive.
He's alive. He's risen from the dead. And you're going to sing about that now. God's not dead. No. He is?
Alive.
Out you come. We don't really need the Sunday school teachers. Michael is director of operations here. That's it. Thank you, Michael. Move it along quickly. Nice and loud, remember? This is good news.
God's not dead.
Thank you very much, boys and girls, for singing that. That's a song that helped us to remember both parts of the message so far. Be bold, be strong, because the Lord your God is with you. Jesus is near us. We can see him with our eyes in the Bible. And the second thing is that God is not dead. No, he is alive. That's the Easter story. Isn't it, boys and girls? That's the Easter story. God's not dead. No, he is alive. And Paul believed it. Paul believed it in his heart. Do you believe in your hearts, boys and girls? That's my question for all of you here. It's also my question for those over there and here and over there. As I ask the question of myself first, do you believe in your heart that Jesus is Lord, that he is God? And do you believe that he is risen from the dead? That's the big question. This is not just a story about something that happened a long time ago, far away from us. This is something that we need to take hold of ourselves in our hearts. What happens if we believe? What did Paul say would happen if we believe? Well, in the verses that Ewan read, Paul says, "It is with your heart that you believe and are justified." Boys and girls, that's a difficult word. You don't get that in school. It is with your heart that you believe and are justified. What do you think justified means? Does anybody want to have a guess? What do you think justified means? Yes, Michael? That's exactly it. It's when Jesus takes away all our sins. If I want to give you a simple way to remember what it means to be justified, every time you see the word justified in the Bible, think about this. It means to be made just as if we had never sinned. When Jesus justifies us, he makes us just as if we had never sinned. Imagine there's a nice clean bit of page. Nice and white. Imagine that's like our hearts. But then we do sins. And sins are like scribbles, and they're like marks, and they're like messes. And before we know it, our hearts look like this. They're all full of black stuff, and they're all full of mess. And when we believe, it's like Jesus, he takes our hearts that are all marked with sin, and he makes them absolutely clean. He makes them absolutely white. He makes them just as if we had never sinned. So boys and girls, men and women, if we want to have the shame of our sin washed away, and every single one of us here is a sinner. The Bible tells us that. We're all sinners. If we want to have the shame of our sin washed away, only Jesus can do that. And he does that when we believe in our hearts that he is Lord and that he is risen from the dead. So it's so important, boys and girls, and everybody here, that we believe in our hearts. We believe in Jesus in our hearts. So we see him with our eyes when he comes near to us in the Bible. We believe Jesus in our hearts. And I think now we're going to sing about that. We're going to sing Mission Praise 220. He is Lord, he is Lord. He is risen from the dead, and he is Lord. We'll sing the first verse, Janangus says, he is Lord. Second verse is, he's my Lord, is it? Well, what we'll do is we'll sing, He is Lord, He is Lord, He is risen from the dead and He is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Just leave that slide up there, Janangus, then. And then for the next verse, we'll sing, He's my Lord. He's my Lord. He's risen from the dead, and He's my Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is my Lord. So let's stand to sing that in just a minute. First thing is we want to be seeing. Here you see it. Remember, there's Easter eggs here. Depending on how well you speak, they may all go into my bottom drawer. Yeah, that got you speaking. So, what's the first thing? We want to be seeing. Pardon? We want to be seeing Jesus with our eyes, like Paul did. We want to be, secondly, believing in Jesus in our hearts. Let me hear you saying that once more. Farragher's not saying anything. No eggs for you, Farragher. Third point. We want to be people who are telling about Jesus with our mouths. See, if we see Jesus with our eyes, if we believe in Jesus in our hearts, truly, then we'll want to be people who are telling other people about Jesus with our mouths. If we're saved by Jesus, if our sins have been washed away and our dirty hearts have been made clean, and if we love the people who are around us, we're going to want them to get from Jesus what we've got. If we believe that Jesus is the one who went to the cross to die to take our sins away and He rose from the dead, that's the best news ever. And we're going to want to tell people about that news. We want as many people as possible to hear it. What scarf is this?
Harris FC.
It's Harris FC. Now, there was a game on Friday night. Was anybody at the game? A few people were at the game. Now see when your team scores, see when Harris scored, what did you do? Did you just sit down in your chairs and go, What did you do?
Celebrate.
You celebrate. How did you celebrate? How do you celebrate when you're at a football match? Your team scores. Do you just stay quiet? You do that, Michael. Don't you? You wave your flag and you go, Yes! Because A goal is good news. And so the crowd, when they hear or when they see a goal from the team that they love, they shout about it with their mouths. Daniel John, who goes to your school, he comes at night time, he's going to be a big brother. Don John there at the back is going to be a dad again. And see, when he told Daniel John, he told him and he says, you're going to be a big brother. Now, you can't tell anybody quite yet. It's okay, we're clear to tell now. But they said, they said to Daniel John, you can't tell anybody quite yet, but you're going to be a big brother. And he was like, so what can I tell? Can I go to school and say that you're not going to be having a baby? They're saying, no, you can't say anything. But he was bursting to tell everybody, because it's good news. See, when Mary, whose hearts were so sad because Jesus, whom they loved, they'd seen dying on a cross. Imagine how awful that must have been. Their hearts were so sad, and they went to the place where Jesus' body was put. And then they found the fact that Jesus was not dead, but he was alive. The angel said, he's alive. What do you think happened next? Do you think they just stayed quiet? They didn't stay quiet, did they? The angels told them not to stay quiet, and they couldn't stay quiet. They were desperate to tell. The disciples, whose hearts were so sad, they wanted to tell them the good news. So who's going to read this bit? I think it's Anna's going to read this bit. The second half of Matthew 28, verses 5 to 10. So let's listen to what happened after the angel said to the woman about Jesus being alive.
The angel said to the woman, do not be afraid, for I know you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples. He has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you. So the woman hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them. Greetings, he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me.
Thank you. So when the Marys heard that Jesus was alive, they were so desperate to go and tell people about Jesus being alive with their mouths. Now, boys and girls, men and women, if we are people today who have seen Jesus for ourselves in the Bible, if the Holy Spirit has opened our eyes to see Jesus, that he is God the Son, that he is the Lord, that he is the one who died, that he is the one who rose from the dead, if we see that and if we believe that in our hearts, then we need to tell people this great news about Jesus. Paul, after he saw Jesus, after he believed in Jesus, he spent the rest of his life telling everybody about Jesus. Paul was a really important man. Everybody loved Paul until he trusted in Jesus. And then all the important people in his day turned against Paul. They said, stop saying that, Paul. Stop talking about Jesus, or you'll lose your job and you'll lose everything. Paul said, it's all rubbish. Anyway. And he spent the rest of his life telling everybody about Jesus with his mouth. And it got him into all kinds of trouble. It almost got him killed many, many times that we read about. But he kept on telling people about Jesus. And boys and girls, and every one of us, we can tell people about Jesus. It's our job to tell people about Jesus. when you're at school, when you're at home, when you're out playing, when you're with your friends. Be people who are telling other people about Jesus with your mouth. We're going to sing about that now in the Gaelic Psalm. Psalm 67, and we'll sing the first two verses of the psalm, which speaks about telling the whole world about Jesus. Lord, bless and pity us, shine on us with thy face, that the earth thy way and nations all may know thy saving grace. Let people praise thee, Lord, let people praise thee, all thee praise. So let the nations be glad in songs their voices raise. We'll stay sitting for this and we'll sing these two verses of Psalm 67 in Gaelic. This is the last little bit. See if you can remember the last three. We need to be people who are, first of all, seeing Jesus with our eyes. But we need more than that. We need to be people who are believing in Jesus in our hearts. And if we see Jesus with our eyes, if we believe Jesus in our hearts, then we want to be people who are Telling about Jesus with our mouths, yeah. Excellent. This is the last bit. The final thing is, we want to be people who are bringing Jesus with our feet. What can I show you? I've showed you eggs, I've showed you a scarf, I showed you a bit of paper. What can I show you for this bit? Well, I'll show you my feet. Will I show you my feet? No chance. Because feet are stinky and feet are ugly and feet can be funny shapes and have funny bumps and lumps on them. Boys and girls, do you know how you can make your feet beautiful? Do you know how to make your feet beautiful? You don't need any creams. You don't need any nail paint that you can paint your toes with. Remember that, boys. If you want your feet to be beautiful, you bring Jesus, the good news about Jesus, with you wherever you go. We need to be people who are bringing Jesus with our feet. Paul says in that verse that Ewan read, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. How beautiful are the feet of those who bring news. Boys and girls, tonight there's a man and he's coming to the church. I'm not taking the service tonight, but you should come. There's a man coming called Adam. That's not his real name. It's like a code name. It's too dangerous for Adam to actually give us his real name. But he's like a special agent for Jesus. And he goes to different countries. He goes to super dangerous places. Because he wants to bring Jesus to people who don't know about Jesus. He's got beautiful feet. That's what Paul tells us. He has beautiful feet because he's bringing Jesus wherever he goes, into places that nobody else would go. You know, boys and girls, Jesus wants you and me to be his special agents. You know what your mission is? Your mission and your mission and my mission is to bring Jesus. Bring Jesus into school. Bring Jesus onto the football pitch. Bring Jesus into our homes. Bring Jesus into the shop when we go and do our shopping. Wherever we go, we're to be people who are bringing Jesus with our feet. We can do that through the things that we say, like Paul did. We can do that through the way that we live. As we live lives that are like Jesus. God wants us to be people who bring Jesus, the good news about Jesus, the light of Jesus, into a dark world with our feet. Bring the good news about Jesus wherever you go. Jesus said in John's Gospel, he said, I am the light of the world. And then he turned to the people who believed in him. And he said, you are the light of the world. So go and let your light shine. Be people who are bringing Jesus with your feet wherever you go. And then you'll be people who have beautiful feet because of the news of Christ that you're carrying. You're going to sing now, boys and girls, so come to the front and we're going to just move towards the end of the service as you sing this next piece that you're singing. Thank you very much, boys and girls. So let's just see if we can remember the four bits, and then let's pray, and then we'll have In Christ Alone, just the last hymn to finish with. Okay, let's pray in just a moment, but let's see if we can remember. We are wanting to be people who are
seeing
Jesus with our eyes, but not just seeing Jesus with our eyes, believing in Jesus in our hearts that he is Lord and that he's risen from the dead. And when we believe that, we want to be people who are
telling
about Jesus with our mouths. And then finally, we want to be people who are
bringing
Jesus with our feet. And let's pray now and ask God to help us with that. Lord God, we thank you that you are with us as you've promised. We thank you that you are the Lord Jesus, that you are the one who died for us and who rose from the dead. We thank you that the promise of the Bible is that when we believe in you, we are justified, our hearts are made just as if we had never sinned, because Jesus takes all our sin away from us through his blood. And we thank you that long, long ago, on that Damascus road, Lord Jesus, you came to the Apostle Paul. Even though he didn't love you, even though he was against you, we thank you that you came to him and you showed yourself to him and you helped him to believe that you are the Lord, that you are the Savior, that you are risen. And we thank you that when he believed, he spent the rest of his life going to different places to show them and to tell them about Jesus with his words and with his life. And we pray that you would help us, whether we are older in years and we're retired, whether we're working in different jobs, whether we're in school, help us to be men and women and boys and girls who are telling about Jesus with our mouths, who are bringing Jesus, the good news about Jesus, with our feet. Wherever we go, letting the light of Jesus shine. And we ask, Lord, that we would be those who are believing in our hearts and day by day and seeing Jesus as we open the Bibles. So help us, we pray, with all these things. Be near to us on this Easter day and help us to rejoice, not just for this hour, but all through the day, remembering that Jesus is risen from the dead. And we ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to sing now about the hope that we have in Jesus. In Christ alone our hope is found. And this is our last hymn. So let's sing out to God's praise. Mission Praise 107:2. In Christ alone our hope is found.
Fullness of God.